We found out we had 6 feet of room left. I was planning on doing this anyway. I'm going to try to move relatively quickly tonight through this Gemara because there's a big sugya in Kaf Hei about the Parsha of Yavar, which I'd like to focus on kind of to end the semester with a bang of sorts. So that's the plan.
Thank you, Spiro.
Yahar Vayahar of the Crusades. Okay, that works. Just to go on the record, we do not advise killing anyone.
Was it recording?
Yes. That's fine. Okay, Zakhbi Gemara, Fedra. If you remember last time we learned, we had two opinions or two yourselves in the Gemara about whether you get Malchus. Shemo Kedarach Hana'asa. Version one of the Gemara is that all Isurim in the Torah, you only get Malchus if it is Derech Achila. But if it's Shemo Kedarach Achila, for example, if I eat Chelev Chai, I eat Ruah Chelev, so then I do not get Malchus. That is version one of the Gemara. According to version one of the Gemara, if I get Hana'a in an unusual way, I will get Malchus, again, assuming, this is like the caveat for all of this daf of Gemara, assuming that there is something called Malchus on Yisurei Hanah. Right? The Rambam, obviously, as we say many times, Judaism is a wonderful religion that the Rambam was born, and the Rambam creates all these problems because the Rambam paskins that there never is Malchus on Hanah. And that seems to be against, like, all of that Kofdalam Kofet. But be it as it may, there are two Lashonos in the Gemara about whether Isurei Hana'ah Shemo Kederech are going to get Malchus. That's what the Gemara said. The Gemara that we did last week tried to prove that there is no Malchus Shemo Kederech by Isurei Hana'ah from Arla fruit, or specifically Arla juices, no? The Gemara says that you don't get Malchus on juices that come from all fruits, only grapes and olives. Only the juice from a grape and an olive gives you Malchus for Arla. That seems to indicate that Shelo Kederach won't get Malchus. The Gemara says, no, you totally misunderstood. The halakha of grapes and olives versus all other fruits is not because of Hana'a. What is it because of Fevra?
It's what? Zeya Ba'alma.
Zeya Ba'alma, right? That the fruit juice is considered to not be a chilek of the fruits. This is what we explained it last time. Rather, fruit juice is just sweat that emanates from the fruit, and that's why there is no Malchus. It's the Zeya Ba'alma of the fruit. Okay, this is what the Gemara says. So effectively, we are at a stage now in the Gemara. We are working with the opinion that Isurei Hana'ah will give Malchus, but if it is Shelo Kederach, there is no Malchus. Our Gemara seems to be operating according to that second opinion, that Isurei Hana'ah Shelo Kederach does not get Malchus, Isurei Hana'ah Kederach does get Malchus. However, Zakhbi Gemara, Amar Abaye, Hakol Modin B'Kilei Akeren, Shelo K'nalehen Afimu Shelo Kederach Hana'asan. Abaye says, Hakol Modin, everybody holds that Kilei Akeren. What is Kilei Akeren, by the way?
Mixed species
in a
vineyard,
right? The Gemara says that if you plant wheat, let's say, in a vineyard, so it becomes Aser B'Hana'ah. So it becomes Aser B'Hana'ah. Hakol Modim, everybody agrees that by Shelei HaKeren, you get Malchus Shelo Kederach Hana'asa. What does Hakol Modim, by the way? Who's everybody?
All versions.
All versions. explain. No, you've got it. You've got it. It's sort of different than what the preamble I get.
Even the version that says that you don't get Malko, that you do get Malko on Isra'i Hana'a.
Exactly. Even version 2 that says you do get Malkus on Isra'i Hana'a, but you do not get Malkus if it is Shemon Kedera, but by Shemon Kedera, you get Malkus even Shemon Kedera. And L'cha'ora, part of the Hakomodim might be that even version 1 of the Gemara, even the version of the Gemara that says that I do not get Malkus Shemo Kederech Achima, but by Kil'e HaKerem, I do get Malkus if I eat it in an unusual way. Right? And that basic idea that we're getting at is one of the major themes of our Perek, which is that the Isser Hanoa is an extension of the Isser Achila. And consequently, since by Kil'e HaKerem, the Torah does not use the terms that it's Usser Ba'achila, by Kil'e HaKerem, the Torah does not say don't eat it. It uses this Hanlashon Pentik Dash. So that teaches me that Kil'e HaKerem, whatever Isser Hanoa there is not an extension of the Isra Pila, because it never says an Isra Pila. Or to use a slightly different expression to get to the same point, the Isra Hana'a is a pure Isra Hana'a. The Torah is forbidding the Hana'a. And if the Torah forbids Hana'a, it's also even Shelo Kedera. Let me just summarize. Hakol Modin means both Lashon number 1 in the Gemara that is focused on Shemo Keder Achila and Lashon 2 of the Gemara that's focused on Shemo Keder Hana'a. Everybody will say that by Til'e HaKerem, you get Malkus if it's Shemo Keder. Good.
It's kind of funny because we shouldn't even have a Hava Mina that it is from Achila. Like, Achila never comes up in Kilei Hakar, but because of this whole slip, like, because of where in the Sugya is, then we are going into it having this Hava Mina that it's.
In other words, I think what you're saying is that if I would think about this, like, in the abstract, Kilei Hakar would never be part of our conversation.
Right, like, why would we have a Hava Mina that it was connected to Achila?
So I don't have such a Hava Mina, but because we're talking about Yisurei Hana'a, so therefore we say, by the way, right? By the way, Kil'e HaKerem, you're going to get Malkus even Shemo Kedera.
But it makes sense because we're trying to connect Isra'i Achila and Isra'i Hana'a.
Nahum. Right? So ordinarily, the Isra'i Hana'a is somehow an outgrowth of the Isra'i Achila. But when the Torah never says it's Asr to eat it,
right,
and it still is Asr Hana'a, so our prahapar, it has to be that the Isra'i Hana'a is not an extension, not an outgrowth of the Isra'i Achila. That's what the Gemara says. My taima, mishum d'lo sibbuhu achila. It doesn't say achila there at all. Meisve. Yisi ben Yehuda omer. Minayin abas b'choshu asr. Now, when the Gemara asks, minayin abas b'cholav is asr, what are we asking? How do you know abas b'cholav is asr what?
To eat.
Right, the Torah by Basa B'cholov says, "Lo tvashel biti b'chalev imo, dry mo." Okay, those of you doing duolingual Yiddish know that dry mo means three times.
I knew the dry meant three.
Good and excellent. So the Torah says three times, "Lo tvashel biti b'chalev imo." It does not say achila in the Torah, even though unkmos. Each time the Torah says lo tivashel, unkos writes lo techun basar b'chol, which is really strange. Our Gemara is assuming that lo tivashel is teaching me an iser bishul. How do you know there's an iser afkil by basar b'chol? So the Gemara derives from a pasuk. It says in Parshas Re'eh Yam Kadosh Ata, and it says in Parshas Mishpatim Ba'anshei Kodesh Tiyuli. Malahon, Usr Afkan Usr. Ki Am Kadosh Ata. Right? It says Am Kadosh Ata, that is by Nevela. And it says Va'anche Kodesh Tiumi by Trefa. Right? Nevela is an animal that's shechted improperly. Trefa is an animal that has some defect. So if you shecht it, there is no heter achila on it. We are learning nevela and trefa to tell me that pasuk b'chalav is aser ba'achila. Can anyone explain this one to me? There are two pasuk. Pasuk one is a pasuk in re'eh, ki am kadosh ata. Pasuk two is a pasuk in mishpatim, ba'anshe kodesh tiyuli. And just like there's an iser achila by the trait, but there's an iser achila by nevela. Where does pasuk b'chalav factor in?
In that
also, didn't
it?
Nahon. Which one?
Kiyam
Right, so the Torah says, Lo Tov, how does it go?
Yeah, Lo Tov Lukon Nevela,
Lagira Shira Shira.
Tich Menava, Flava, Oh, Mafarla no Greek, Kiyam Kadosh Atal, Hashem Al Kakal, Lo Kashem.
Nahon. So the end of that Pusik in the A, the end of that Pusik about Nevela says, Bosa Bukhalov. So when you have two halachos in the same pasuk, that's called a hekesh. When you have two psukim that use the same word, that's called a zereshah. So what we are doing in this gemara is we're using both a hekesh and a zereshah. There's a hekesh between basa b'cholav and the vela. That's the pasuk in re'e. And then there's a gezereshah between nevela and trefa. By trefa, the Torah says lo tochelu. This teaches me that by nevela slash pasuk b'cholav, which are hukash in the same pasuk, there's also an iser achila. So I know that pasuk b'cholav is also b'achila. B'hanah minayin. How do you know pasuk b'cholav is also b'hanah? Amrit kal b'cholver. So we try to learn that pasuk b'cholav is also b'hanah based on a kal b'cholver. The kal b'cholver goes as follows. Ma erlo shol nevda ba'averas asur ba'hana'a, basar ba'cholav shol nevda ba'avera, eno din shehe asur ba'hana'a. What's the kal b'chomer? Those of you on Zoom are also allowed to speak.
Like growing arla, growing arla isn't asur, just eating it is, but for chalav basar, like putting them together, making it is asur.
Correct. There's no iser of producing arla. Right? There can't be an iser of producing arla.
Right.
Because no you never have fruit. Right? You couldn't eat, right? So there's no iser to produce arla in the Torah. There is an iser to produce basar b'cholav. So if there's an iser to produce basar b'cholav, so therefore, if arla is aser b'hanah, even though you didn't do anything wrong to create arla, so basar b'cholav is also asur b'hanah because I did something wrong. So of course it should be asur. So the Gemara says, "Whoa, dude, you can't learn basar b'cholav from arla. Mala arla shekain lo haisel shas hakosher. Tomer basar b'cholav shel haisel shas hakosher." Meaning, arla was never permitted. Now basar b'cholav was permitted. In the sense that basar was permitted and cholav was permitted. Basar b'cholav was never permitted. That's the simple meaning of the Gemara, although in the wide lines of Rashi, on this page, Rashi has a totally different take on the Gemara. Rashi says that maybe basar b'cholav is permitted in the sense of if you soak the meat in milk, it is not basar. The iser basar b'cholav is only derech bishul asr Torah. I can soak.
I just
burst the world open. I take a piece of meat and I soak the meat in my milk for a week.
Oh, we're not cooking it.
I'm not cooking it. There is. It does not become a chetzah of basar b'cholav.
Is that why when things are cold, like whatever?
So one of the reasons why when things...
I mean, not
well, that's also because the taste doesn't, like,
carry... The Torah
right,
said...
Right, but isn't that part of the cooking?
Basar b'cholav means that I cook meat and milk together. Then it becomes basar b'chalav. If I don't cook them together, it's not going to be basar b'chalav min hatorah. There's going to be isurim d'rabbanan. Right? I can't even eat milk after, I can't even eat cheese after meat, right? When I'm poishik, I can't have cheese. All of these are isurim d'rabbanan, but min hatorah is only basar b'chalav when it is cooked together. The advantage of that shot, that phantom shot that Rashi quotes in the first, second wide line on this Amud, is that it makes a little more sense in the read of the Gemara. Because our Gemara says that Orla was never had Shas HaKosher. There was never a time that Orla was permitted, but Basar B'Cholav was permitted.
Well, because as Orla, it's not permitted.
It was never Orla.
The status of Orla is Basar, right?
So as Orla, it was always Basar. The moment you plant it, it's Basar as Orla. But Basar B'Cholav, Hoysel Shas HaKosher. Basar B'Cholav was permitted. But when was Basar B'Cholav permitted?
Basar was permitted.
Cholav was permitted. Basar B'Cholav was never permitted. The moment you connect them, it becomes permitted.
Meaning it was never not permitted? Like it was never not permitted.
Okay, we're getting very deep into double negative land.
Like before we knew, like Orla was also, like,
there was never a time where
was
a Orla
thing.
Was okay.
But how?
So when Rashi's reading, he's saying...
Because it wasn't defined as Orla, but you could grow a tree and eat from the fruit.
I cannot eat from the fruit the first 3 years of the tree. When that tree is...
Such a funny
Orla. Okay, thank you very much. This is the way we get exercise. Like, does Stern still have a requirement, like a phys ed?
No.
Okay, so you're just Yosei. But the point of the Gemara is that Orla never had a moment in time when it was mutter. Basar B'Cholav had a moment in time when it's mutter. But that's what our Gemara says. But Nish'ela Tasha Ela, what do you mean Basar B'Cholav had a moment of time when it was mutter? Basar was mutter, Cholav was mutter, Basar B'Cholav never had a moment of time when it was mutter. This question leads this shot in Rashi at the bottom to say, oh, well, maybe we're talking about when you soak the milk and meat together. In that case, it is mutter.
Or maybe...
It's the last skinny line in the, there's skinny, medium, very well, and very wide. It's the last skinny line in Rashi, is where he proposes that phantom shot. Good. So, Bekitzer, the Gemara wants to learn, I know that Basar B'Cholav is Asar B'Achila because I learned from Shreifa, right? Basar B'Cholav is Hukash the Nevela. I learned Kodesh Kodesh from Treifa, so Basar B'Cholav is Asar B'Achila. How do you know that Basar B'Cholav is Asar B'Hanava? Zok the Gemara, I know that it's Asar B'Hanava because I'm learning from Orla. Orla didn't do an Aveira, and it's Asar B'Hanava. So Basar B'Cholav, where it did an Aveira, of course it's Asar B'Hanava. So Gemara says, 1 second, you can't learn from Orla, because Orla never had a moment in time when it was permitted. Orla began its existence as an Isser. Basar B'Cholav had a moment in time when it was mutter, which means one of two things. It means that either Basar was mutter or Cholav is mutter, or it means this razzle dazzle shot that Basar B'Cholav could begin that it's mutter. No?
Wait,
because if I'm soaking the milk and, or I'll say it like this, I put milk and meat together in a pot. Until that pot gets to 113 degrees Fahrenheit, until it becomes Yatza Levis, but it's not Asa. So just turn on the fire, right? It's not Asar yet. It doesn't become Basar B'Cholav until it reaches the temperature of Bishul. Atira, you seem confused.
Wait, where is this Rashi?
It's like the last skinny line, huh?
In rock.
In the...
What's the Rashi called?
No, it's in the Zohar Merit.
It's where?
In the Yivar Matzah Zohar Merit.
Yeah.
Oh. Me too.
Again, that it's a very hard Rashi. And Rashi. Yeah, but it's actually it's 4 or 5 lines before that. Tomar v'bas b'chol shaitalo shata kosher misha'a shaba'a l'chlal zed im shoreyu kol ayom b'cholob emu nesa rekah. Right, that's the line that Rashi proposes. Again, Rashi doesn't like it, but it would have a certain advantage in the reading of the Gemara. Let's go. We're spending too much time on this. Gemara says you can't learn from Arla. So Gemara says, oh, coming to Pesach Yochiyah. Now, ordinarily, Yochiyah in Shas means that I have a question from a Levite, and the Yochiyah kind of stuffs up the hole. Right? That's what a Yochiyah usually means. In this Gemara, the word Yochiyah, I think, is being used imprecisely, and Yochiyah means that I am learning that Basar B'Kolav is Asar B'Hana'ah from Chomet B'Pesach. If Chomet B'Pesach is Asar B'Hana'ah, so Basar B'Kolav is Asar B'Hana'ah. Or, I'm learning from Orla, you have a question, let's say it the second way better. It's a regular Yochiyah. I'm learning from Arla. You have a question. Arla was Asur forever. Basar B'Kolav was Mutar at one point. Well, I have another Isra Hana'ah called Chomet B'Pesach, which also Hayolah Shasa Kosher, and it's Asur B'Hana'ah. Chomet B'Pesach was Mutar and becomes Asur B'Hana'ah. Now, 1 second. It's the same issue. Chomet B'Pesach was Mutar. Chomet is Mutar. But Chomet B'Pesach is always Asur. No?
No, that seems different to me.
Yeah.
Like that's why we're so strict with Chomet and Pesach, because we're used to eating it and it does have some like semblance of being winter, and just there's a time where it's not
right.
Winter, but it's
or
not
the
same
way.
Well,
no, Orla's not the same way. Orla from the
top. Orla is always awesome.
Right.
Yeah.
Chomet and Pesach is always awesome.
Right,
but the same substance, that same graham cracker, that was mutter yesterday and tusser today. Right? It is an interesting way of formulating it. That chomet b'pesach, that was mutter. Okay, fine. So you guys says 1 second, you can't learn from chomet b'pesach. My point of pesach in anosh karis. Tome b'asso b'kolo, she'eno anosh karis. Right? There's no kares on Basar B'Kolav. So Gemara says, well, kill a hakerem yochiyah. Shein anosh kares for Asar B'Hana'ah. The way hakerem, there's no iser kares. V'ini, so nifrach mali kill a hakerem shekein lokim alein afimu shemot b'der hana'asan. Effectively, this is like a very long setup in the Gemara. What the Gemara is getting at is as follows. How do you know that Basar B'Kolav is Asar B'Hana'ah? So we learn from Arla. We have a question that Arla was always Asar, so you can't learn Basar B'Kolav from Arla. Well, then we have coming to Pesach. We have a question coming to Pesach, then we learn from Tulayah Kerem. But so apparently, the Aharei Kekol Hakol, Tulayah Kerem teaches me that coming to Pesach is Asar B'Hana'ah. So the Gemara asks, 1 second, if you're correct,
that Basar B'Kolav is Asar B'Hana'ah.
You're a step ahead, but yes. You're 100% right. But the Gemara is asking, 1 second, how can you learn Basar B'Kolav from Kil'ei HaKerem when Kil'ei HaKerem is Asar B'Hana'ah even Shalom Kederach? Like the Im Isa, and if you're statement is correct, if the line of Abaye on Chafdal on the base is correct, then Isa Nifrach Malik El Eha Kerem Shekin Mokin Alei Nachmilu Shelo Kedar Kana Asa. How can you use Kil Eha Kerem to teach me that Asa B'Cholav is Asa Shelo Kedar? I totally said it backwards, right? How can you use Kil Eha Kerem to teach me that Basar B'Cholav is Asa B'Hana'ah? They're not comparable. Kil'ei HaKerem is Asar even Shalom Kedera. So how can you use it for Basar B'Kolav? So the Gemara says, whoa. But Abaye is going to say, Tom B'Mai, Tom B'Basar B'Kolav, Shein Lokim Alei Al Derech HaNa'ato, Meaning, what Abaye is telling me is that the same reason why Kil'ei HaKeret is usher even Shalosh Kederach is true also by Basar B'Cholav. Basar B'Cholav is usher Shalosh Kederach because Basar B'Cholav, the Torah does not say Achilo. Whenever you have an Isser in the Torah that does not say Achilo, that Isser is going to be usher even Shalosh Kederach Hanoah. Right? That's really what the Gemara is getting. So Abaye is saying, oh, I could learn the Isser Hanoah of Basar B'Cholav from this whole razzle-dazzle, Orla, Chomet B'Pesach, Kil'ei HaKeret. Ah, you have a question that Kil'ei HaKeret is usher Shalosh Kederach? Abaye says, no, Basar B'Cholav is also usher Shalosh Kederach. This means that Basar B'Cholav and Orla, in the worldview of Abaye, are the only two Isurim in the Torah so far, where the Torah says, don't get Hana'a. Don't get Hana'a.
You said Orla, but you meant Kilei
HaKeret. I meant Kilei HaKeret, thank you. So Kilei HaKeret and Basar B'Cholav are the only two Isurim in the Torah where the Torah says, don't get Hana'a. Every other case in the Torah, when the Torah says, don't get Hana'a, what the Torah is really saying is, don't get Hana'a because Hana'a is an extension of Achila, or don't eat. And when it says don't eat, that means don't get benefit through the eating. Ms. Abigail Rockwell, how are you?
This question might not make sense, but when the Midrash says that it says it three times and that's how we know, that's because of all this limud, or that's a separate thing? Like, why can't the Gemara just say that?
So here it goes. If you learn Hulin, the Gemara has like six or seven sources. How do you know Basar B'Cholav is usher b'achila? This is one thing. They are presumably mutually exclusive. How come Argular is only working with one rather than some of the other Limudim? I don't know. But there's a whole bunch of different drushes.
So it's not that the reason that they say that it's said it three times is because they have this to back it up. So that's like a whole separate thing.
That's a different approach in Chazal. That's a different version. Yet the conclusion, the fact that Basar B'Cholav is Basar B'Achila and B'Hana'a and by Bishul is accepted according to everybody. But if I plug it into the boxes, what's the source? So then, right.
Well, also if you go that way, it's almost like Achila and Hana'a then are connected.
If you take the approach of three lotavashels, so Achila and Hana'a are connected, although I can't say that the Hana'a is an outgrowth of Achila, because that only makes sense when the Torah says don't eat. But Basar B'Cholav, the Torah says don't cook. Okay. Now, again, the accepted approach to Halacha, the Kesef Mishnah is famous, because the Kesef Mishnah writes that when the Torah says don't cook, why shouldn't you cook? Obviously, you shouldn't cook because you cook food to eat. So that's tantamount to the Torah saying don't eat. Right? That's the Kesef Mishnah. Argumar is totally not working with that. Okay, deep breath. Let's go back there. So at this point in the Gemara, there are two Isurim where the Torah answers the Hana'a directly as opposed to answering Hana'a as an extension. And when the Torah answers Hana'a directly, that means the Torah is telling me, don't get any benefit at all, even if it's unusual benefit, it's forbidden. If the Torah answers Achila, and then the Achila generates an Isur Hana'a, so the word achila in the Chumash has a specific meaning. It means eating the normal way people eat. But hana'a has no specific meaning. The Torah says anything that gives you pleasure, that's hana'a. Right? So if the Torah has an isser hana'a directly, so memeila hana'a shalai kederet is going to also be aser. because it's the Torah is evil saying don't get any benefit at all. Right? So if I want to use Kilei HaKerem as my basa tracin on my cup, no? That would be Aser. They will sure have this stuff, right? Is going to be Shulam Kadek. Because there, it's an extension of an Isra Hila somehow. But over here, it's not, right? That's what you guys explained during Seder?
Someone, yeah, well, someone burned themselves in our apartment the other day, and
Abigail
was like, what should they put on? And I was like, Shayla. Shayla
was sure,
and
this
one. I'm sure they really appreciated that.
They actually did. That's
powerful. Okay. The Gemara then goes on, you eat up the kamosif love. Right? So the person who asked the question on Abaye, remember, Abaye is learning the Isser Hana'a from Kil'ei, from Arla of Chametz Pesach and Kil'ei HaKeren. We asked the question, you can't learn from Kil'ei HaKeren because Kil'ei HaKeren is Aser Shalom Kederet, but Basu B'Kolab isn't. So by answer no, Basel Club is also Asr Shokida. The Eid of the Kamosa Club, this whoever it was who asked the question, Sabar Mahati Pagamar Minatela, Manavela Derakana Asa, Ah Basar Bakolov, Derakana Asa. The one who asks the Kasha said Azoi. He said, listen, Basar it's like a funny way of saying it. Mahati Kagamar Minavela, but it's not really a drusha. Gomar is like a lemur. There's a hekesh. Basar b'chol equated to nevela. And just like nevela is only forbidden in the normal way, so basar b'chol is also going to be forbidden only in the normal way. But Abaye responds, he says, no. Lofi will kasa b'chilu gufo, lomar, shelo kelo lo b'chilu shelo ikedere hana'aso. Right? In other words, yes, you equate it to nevela, but the equation to nevela is just an equation in the puzzle. Right? It's a hekesh. They're in the same pasuk. But the Torah never uses the word achila by basar b'cholov. And because the Torah never uses the word achila by basar b'cholov, that tells me that basar b'cholov is aser even shalom kederet. That's what the Torah says. Oh. So then the Gemara asks, let's just continue the Gemara. The Lifrim, Malikil Ea Kerem Shepain, Lo Haisolo Shas HaKosher. We are learning that Basar B'Cholov is Aser B'Hana'a because Orla is Aser B'Hana'a. You have a question from Orla, so we plug that hole with Chametz B'Pesach. You have a question from Chametz B'Pesach, so you plug that hole with Kil Ea Kerem. But the Gemara asks, one second, Kil Ea Kerem is lo haisa lo shas hakosher. Just like by Orla, it was usher its entire life, Kil'ei HaKerem is also usher its entire life. So how can you use Kil'ei HaKerem to teach me that basar b'cholov is usher b'hanaha when the two isurim are completely dissimilar? Because basar b'cholov had a heter at some point. Kil'ei HaKerem was usher the entire time, just like we said by Arla. So the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Ada bar Ahava, Zos Omeres Kil'ei HaKerem Ikaron Ne'esaret. Who wants to explain this line to me? This line made me try to pull my hair out. Kil'ei HaKerem Ikaron Ne'esaret. The hard line to explain. Meaning, Kil'ei HaKerem, the actual roots of the Kil'ei HaKerem become usser after it grows. Ikaran Ne'esarin is almost, it means the roots become usser later on. When it grows, the root becomes usser. It's not usser its entire life. Unlike Chametz B'Pesach, which is Arla, which is Aser its entire life. Kil'ei HaKerem, Ikaran and the Esarin means the Ikar, the original root of the Kil'ei HaKerem becomes Aser afterwards. The way to translate these words is almost the opposite of what you would think, no? You come around the SRA.
Wait, how is that any different than Orla?
So Orla was always Usser. Usser, Usser, Usser. At all times. Kilei HaKerem, the roots of the Kilei HaKerem become Usser later on. Once it grows, I plant wheat in my vineyard. Once it grows, the roots become Usser. But until it grew, it is Mutter.
But is it considered Kilei HaKerem before it grows?
Yeah, that's fine. Like, it's not considered...
It's not.
So then it's not. It was Usser until, like, it was Usser the whole time it was considered Kilei HaKerem. Just like Orla was Usser the whole time it's considered Orla.
No, but Orla never had... It's more like Chomet Pesach than anything else. Orla was the moment you plant it, it's Usser. There's never a Heter. Right? It was born the Isser. Kilei HaKerem, the Isser sets in when once it grows a little bit. And once it grows a little bit, the root becomes Usser, but the Kilei HaKerem is not Usser that immediate first moment.
Is the Orla tree Usser or only the fruit of the Orla tree?
You can't get from the fruit of an Orla tree, but the fruit, the second it comes out, it's Usser behind the
Orla. Right, but you could get Hana from sap.
I think,
or from the leaves of the tree.
I don't remember the.
Can you sit in the shade of the or of a tree that's
sitting in the shade of an Orla tree is fine. Yeah, because
it's low. It's not.
That's considered low. Right. The normal hana'ah from a tree is you eat the fruit. Again, we'll talk about sitting in a tree in the shade of like a Navel Nazara tree. We'll have to talk about. We're not at Navel Nazara. Right.
Right. That's what we. Right.
Okay. So the Gemara is saying that Kilei HaKerem is not the same as Orla. Orla is Usser its entire life. Kilei HaKerem, Ikaran Ne'asarim, means it's not Usser the entire life. There was a moment before it took root that it was permitted. And then what time are you taking a shuttle back?
9:15.
Okay.
We're good.
Ladies who are on Zoom. Ha 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 ha. Okay, whatever. So most of Rav Shmaya. Rav Shmaya has a kasha. Hamavir otzit nokot to the kerem. Im hosif masayim is aser. Hosif in. Lo hosif lo. Let's say I have a flower pot. In my flower pot, I have some wheat plants that are growing in my flower pot. It's an utzitz nukot. It's a flower pot that has a hole at the bottom where the halacha views it like there is yinika, like there is some nourishment, growth, that is going into this flower pot through the ground. So I'm walking through the vineyard, holding a flower pot that has wheat in it. Right? Hamavir.
Wouldn't it be the opposite? Wouldn't it be the flower pot has a hole in it, so it's affecting the vineyard?
I don't know. I mean, it goes both ways. Right? No. I think.
I guess. Okay.
What?
Because isn't the whole point that it's has a hole in it?
Right.
Oh, so you're just like, it goes up and
down. It goes up and down. In other words, the grape go into the wheat. The wheat grows, it goes into the grape.
Is it considered having a hole if there's a plate under the pot?
So there are complicated halachos in Mishnayos about what's considered a hole. Is the hole on the side of the pot? Is the hole only on the bottom? Rashi and Tosfos have machlokes in Gittin Daf Zayin. About it could be that if you have an earthenware pot, you don't need a hole because the earthenware naturally draws. It's only if you have like a wooden pot that you need a hole. There's a discussion on if the plant kind of hangs out. I have at home, I have a plant. I don't know why they're still allowed to have these names. I have a plant at home called the Wandering Jew.
No way. That's so funny.
Oh, is it? What does it look like? Yeah.
It has like purplish leaves with like green on the outside. The plant is called the wandering mushroom. I have no idea how come they don't call it like the Washington football team or something like that. But
oh, it's so pretty. Can I see? It's called an inch plant. I can't see it. I'm sorry.
But the point that I'm trying to get at is like this. The post can all say that if it hangs out of the plant, like my wandering true plant, the plant got big enough that it drapes over the flower pot side, the side of the flower pot. So in that case, there's also some sort of unique thing.
Can't you just see if it grew together or not?
So
I mean, I understand we have to make it
the halacha of what's considered growing and what my eyes notice, not exactly the same.
Okay.
But
that
it
makes sense.
Yeah, makes sense.
So hamaver utzitz nakuv bekeret. Let's say I am walking through the vineyard and I have some wheat. The wheat already grew. I walk through the carrot and hosef masayim is usser. Hosef in, lo hosef lo. If it 1/200th grows, it's going to be usser. Meaning, ordinarily, stuff in the Torah is bato b'shisha. If cholov blows into my pot of cholent, if there's 60 times more, it's mutter. Certain isurim, truma is bato b'meya. Truma is bato 100 times. Orla and Kilei HaKerem, because these are Asr Bahana'a, they are Bato B'Masayim. Mitoksha Chukbal Yisuro Chukbal Bitulo. So 1/200th is enough to make it Asr. So if 1/200th grows, then it is going to be Asr. Like actually Rashi quotes this, like, two or three lines before the lines get wide, Rashi quotes that Truma is bottled in 101, but by Hilayim, Mitosha Kafal Isuro, Kafal Al Yasso, it's bottled at 200. Now, what I see from this Gemara is that the Isser can apply even if you did not plant it, because I have the wheat that was planted previously in a pot. Now I walk through the vineyard and 1/200th, however you estimate that, grows when it's in the vineyard. So in that case, everything becomes usser. But we said earlier that I have currently karan esarin, which means that the thing that I plant becomes usser once it grows. But over here, I never planted it. So how could it be usser? That's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara answer is Avarav Trey Praxi, Ksiv Hazara, Ksiv Hamlea, Haketa, Zara Mi Karo Bahashrash, Zara Uba, Hosef in La Hosef Lo. But basically, there are Tzvei Dinim by Hilei HaKer. If it was previously planted, so then it's only Asar and Tosef Masayim. But if I plant it, it becomes usser the moment it starts to grow. Ikaren esaren, it becomes that original planting thing becomes usser. The question of the Gemara is how much has to grow. Ikaren esaren means any amount that grew becomes usser. But if it was already planted, so then it's going to be usser. If it's already planted, it's going to be usser when 1/200 girls. Okay, so let's just take inventory. 3 more minutes, then we're done. There are 2 Isurim that this Gemara mentions where the Torah forbids Hana'a specifically. And if the Torah forbids Hana'a specifically, then the Isur applies even to Mokadeva. Tosfos in Avodah Zarah throws a 3rd one in. Tosfos in Avodah Zarah and Daf Yud Beis on the day. Moses throws a 3rd Isser in. The Gemara has a discussion, a focus of Yochanan and Meshlokesh. The Mishnah says that you have a city with Avodah Zarah in it. So those stores which mutaros, those stores which are beautified, you can't go into. The Gemara says that mutaros might mean that it has a pleasant odor. Mishani Mireka, that your benefit, you go into the store, sometimes you walk into a store, it smells very nice. And Mishani Mireka, that's the Isser according to Reish Lakish in the Gemara. The Gemara has a kasha, or excuse me, Tosfos has a kasha. Why is there a problem if you get hana'ah? What's the iser? You have an avodah zarah store, and then there are some besomim by the store. Why is it usur to go in? It's not the normal way to get hana'ah. The normal way to get hana'ah is... How do you get hana from avodah zarah? I don't know. The normal way to get hana is from the stuff in the store. But the perfume or whatever they sell in the store, that's not the intended benefit. So one approach in Tosfos is, no, since it's the intended benefit, that's why it's usur. The reason why people have perfume is to encourage, and we're back. The reason why people have perfume is to encourage others to come and, thank you, whoa, is to encourage others to come and to... and to buy stuff in the store. But in the middle of this Tosfos, Tosfos has a suggestion. You even get Malchus Shalom Kederach, because the Torah never says Achila by Avodah Zarah. Tosfos and Avodah Zarah, your Beis on the base, has a suggestion that maybe Avodah Zarah's Usur, Shema, it's Usur even Shalom Kederach, because the Torah never says Achila by Avodah Zarah. Hello, Nama. Is that a hand up?
Yes.
Yes.
I don't think this hurts or helps the point, but could it be that that the case that we're talking about is that they're burning something for Avodah Zarah, and that's the thing that smells? So, like, you're getting one out directly from the Avodah Zarah.
So, I mean, the Gemara, the way it phrases it is that
like they're burning incense.
They have, right, I guess that's true. They have Veren and Hadas of Tikrovus Avodah Zarah. Right? That apparently they throw these spices before the Avodah Zarah in order, it's like an act of serving it, that they throw the besomim.
But, I mean, I assume that this is where the Gemara is going, because you said about Yara Zoyabor, but isn't it a thing that even, I don't remember the word, but there's like, even the like
Helim
of Avodah Zarah are also.
The Tikrovitz is also the stuff that's sacrificed to the Avodah Zarah. That's what you're referring to.
No, there's like.
Abizrayim.
Yeah.
The accoutrements.
Yes.
Yeah, so that actually comes up on this same dot here, the Avodah Zarah, that few things. That sukkah comes up.
So shouldn't like anything that's related to the Avodah Zarah be also?
Oh. In other words?
So then it's usher either way, even if you don't need it.
In other words, maybe you don't need the yisod of our Gemara to say that Avodah Zarah is usher shalom kederach.
Right.
Our Gemara is basically telling you that if the Torah has an isser hana'ah, but the isser hana'ah is directly prohibited, the Torah says don't get benefit. So in those situations, it's usher even shalom kederach. Our Gemara has two examples. There's a third example that is conspicuously absent. Avodah Zarah. Why is Avodah Zarah not mentioned in our Gemara? Hello, right? Tosfos already says that Avodah Zarah is usur even shalom kederach. So what Abigail is suggesting is that by Avodah Zarah, the Shalom Kederach is because it's any sort of connection to Avodah Zarah's Asa. That's the idea of Abizrayim. It's not similar. The Torah never says Hana'ah per se is Asa by Avodah Zarah. The Torah says Avodah Zarah is like poison. Stay away. Any connection to Avodah Zarah is Asa no matter what.
So it's not considered Asa Hana'ah?
It's, I'd say, a super... It's a totally different type of hana'ah. usually Isuri Hano, the Torah forbids the Hanoha. By Avodah Zarah, the Torah is maintaining that you should, the Torah is saying, maintain your distance. Keep far away from it. And the Torah's way of keeping you far away from the Avodah Zarah is anything that in any way is an appurtenance of Avodah Zarah is going to be usur. That's what it seems to be. Although our Taisis in Avodah Zarah, that Yud Beis, is not saying that. Taisis in Avodah Zarah is saying because it doesn't say Achiva, and Reb Kiva Eger has a kasha on the Tosis, maybe Nama, yeah.
I feel like that makes a lot of sense because there's no, there can't be a kederach or shalom kederach for Avodah Zarah in the same way that there can be for Basar V'chalav or Kilei HaKerem, because it's not a thing that you eat, like it's not in the same category. So it makes sense that it's not here.
Because our Gemara is talking about Isurim, which can be eaten, but
right.
Since the Torah specifically, Avodah Zarah, lot of that, can it, maybe Avodah Zarah
right.
can be eaten, but
maybe
not.
All things Avodah Zarah, just...
Absolutely. The thing is, though, the Tosis in Avodah Zarah Yud Beis uses the same lashon that our Gemara is using, which presents a problem. How come our Gemara does not mention it? So it's already getting late. I could see from faces on Zoom that they're saying, hey, Schwartz, you're overtime. I used to have a couple of in high school who we were supposed to learn until noon. And at noon, every day, you'd like play in this morning, say, Bal Tosif, there's an issue by Raisa, Bal Tosif, you can't learn anymore. The Torah says you can't add like mitzvahs, no? You can't have like a 614th mitzvah. You can't have a peach stuck in the middle of your lulav of an esrog because that's Bal Tosif. You can't add something. So my Tavrusa felt there's an issue Bal Tosif in learning. There really is no issue Bal Tosif in learning. But nonetheless, I see that people are getting impatient. So maybe next time, look at the Tosis on Daf Yud Beis and the Tosis on Daf Mem Gimel on Avodah Zarah. And I want to use this also to get into the Sugya of Yehar Vayavar next time. I'll try to hand out some makoros later tonight, tomorrow, something like that. Okay, Deborah. So everyone should have a marvelous evening, and you should be blessed.
Amen. Amen.